while the amateur movie by Charles G. Boom was preserved thanks to the Library of Congress. That's where the material can be found on 35. Same for the fire insurance film. The Library of Congress will be holding preservation. I quickly just wanted to say something about the fire insurance industrial, because there are no titles on either front or end. It's not identified definitely. What's quite remarkable about it is that it is a film promoting the safety provided by fire insurance on safety standard, safety film stock, happily depicting stock footage of conflagrations while advertising the sensible security of insurance, which allows you to feel at ease about fires occurring. And it makes this strikingly bold argument about fire insurance being a guarantee for modern material civilization, and that's placed in binary opposition to unsavory wilderness, as you will see. There's lots of use of stock footage, I believe. Anyone who identifies anything will be glad to know. It's very playful in the use of optical effects, a very talkative silent film. Looks like a very expensive production, I dare say, which doesn't appear very frequently on 28mm non-theatrical venue films. In this case, tinted and toned is definitely quite rare. There's a very powerful industry which seems to stand behind this production. My guess is it's the National Board of Fire Underwriters. It could also be the National Fire Protection Association, possibly the Underwriters Laboratories. The Underwriter Laboratories are the only ones where I've found in 28mm catalogs another film title which they did produce. That one was called The Unbeliever Convinced, and is also about convincing people to be safe in regards to their dealings with fire. And then the film can be dated accurately. It states the year 1923 as the source of statistical data. The Board of Fire Underwriters releases annually their statistics in May. So in the early 20s, there's a great anxiety about fire loss. If you look at the press, the statistics of loss seem quite unfavorable in comparison to other countries. So there is a lot of debate regarding fire prevention. There's Fire Prevention Week. There's debates on building codes. There's lots of fire safety education, and various areas of legislation are being under debate, especially motion picture displays and exchanges. And okay, I need to end this up. So what I also wanted to mention is I'm looking at the New York Times in 25. There's also a link between rise of radicalism, influx of foreigners, aliens, and I found the statement, it is the alien who is responsible for most of our fire losses, and this is made by the president of the National Board of Fire Underwriters. And then let me end sort of on a quote by another president of the fire underwriters. That's in 1922, I believe. He says, there's a fire waste that is seriously retarding our national economic development. In a competition for trade with the nations of the world, America suffering an unnecessary annihilation of nearly $500 million on its capital resources in a single year. And the basis of the worry is also regarding a lot of arson. In the economic depression, it seems there were a lot of failures of businesses which were resulting in business fires, which I thought was quite an interesting thing. And I think possibly the industrial film unit of the Pathé Scope Company of America would have made this film for the commissioning entity. And let's take a look at the film.